And welcome to the Innovative Teaching Podcast. I am your host, Jeanette Schaefer. As you know, this podcast is for innovative teaching ideas. If you haven't listened in the last couple days, I am tailoring this podcast now for our faculty at South Mountain Community College, but that does not mean you need to stop listening because our faculty are doing a great job. They're being very innovative. I know there's information and ideas that other teachers and instructors can use around the world. So please keep listening. If you haven't subscribed already, subscribe. Like I said, I'm trying to do a daily podcast because there is so much information coming in and so many resources. So I'm trying to share that out to everybody daily. To get started with our South Mountain Community College faculty, this will also apply to any other instructor using Canvas. But Jonathan Paver and our great folks at our MSLI department in Maricopa have created a module called Being a Successful Online or Remote Learner. This module is intended for students. It's to help them to become instantly online students when they had not planned on it. To get to the course, you want to open up your current Canvas course. So whichever Canvas course you want to import this information into, open up that course. In the top right-hand corner, once your course is open, there is a link for Import from Commons. You will click on that link, and once that pops up, you're going to have a search box. And in the search box, you want to put the title, Being a Successful Online or Remote Learner. Hit search, and then once you find the module, open that up. There will be a button for Import Download Module. If you want to view the content first, you are welcome to do that before deciding if you actually want to import or download. But otherwise, click that button, Import Download. It will not take that long, and you can import that information into your course. Now, for Community College faculty, MSLI sent out an email to our adjunct faculty. I have already forwarded that to our residential faculty. So if you're adjuncts, look for an email from Gail, and there's screenshots, step-by-step tutorials, all that in there. You can just walk through it. For residential faculty, I forward the email to you, so look for that in your inbox, and you can have the screenshots and step-by-step information too. The content, I haven't looked at it completely. It looks pretty awesome. I have imported it into our CTL Hub course. So the CTL Hub Canvas course where I'm putting all the information for you, for faculty, that information is there. So you can, you know, maybe take a glance at it if you're unsure if you actually want to import that information. It looks pretty good. I would encourage you to go ahead and import it. Next up, Google Meeting and Recording. As a district, we do have Google Meeting available, but I did receive a communication from our IT, district IT, over the weekend. They are not planning to turn the recording on for us to record within Google Meeting because they are supporting recording through WebEx. So just an update. I know several faculty have asked. There's that update. So don't plan on recording in Google Meeting. If you decide to meet with students within Google Meeting, you just will not have the recording feature. Google Meeting does still have the awesome feature of closed captioning. I know we haven't quite got that worked out with WebEx. So if you have a student that needs that closed captioning, you might want to go ahead and use Google Meeting. However, you're not going to be able to record it for any student that would miss that meeting. So take that in consideration. Just figure out what works best for you. A reminder, make sure you complete the remote work policy acknowledgement for faculty and staff. That is in our Employee Learn Center. So this is Maricopa specific. If you're an outside listener, this will not apply to you. But go into our Employee Learn Center. There are directions in the guide that I put with this podcast. So go in and make sure you complete that remote work policy. That is required with everyone. It's just an acknowledgement. There's 12 statements that you have to agree to and then submit. And today will be our first The Wine Hour. So today at 7 p.m., we will all log in. I sent you a calendar invite. We will have The Wine Hour. Once again, this is specific to South Mountain Community College faculty. If you're an outsider, you won't be able to get in, but I'll report out on how that's going after tonight. The whole purpose of the session, by the way, I spelled wine, W-H-I-N-E. I'm not sure. I wasn't sure if I could get away with just saying wine, W-I-N-E. So The Wine Hour, we don't really want people coming into wine, but it was a play on words, and it does provide an opportunity for faculty to ask questions, share ideas, share concerns. So sharing concerns is a form of whining, if you want to be technical. But we don't really want people whining. Just if there's problems, let's hear them and let's start problem solving. And then just an opportunity to laugh with one another. And of course, enjoy a cold beverage of choice, whatever that might be. Next up, one thing to consider, I've had a couple emails and inquiries coming in from faculty about they want to do like a really long lecture, like 60 minutes to, so like an hour, hour and a half long live stream lecture. I'm trying to discourage faculty from doing that. One reason is personally myself, for me to sit for an hour and a half and just watch a live stream is really long. But I'm also a person where when I think about an hour and a half just to watch a movie or 2 hours to watch a movie, that seems a bit long, and movies are typically more entertaining and more engaging than a lecture. I'm not saying that your lectures are not interesting, because you might be really, really good and have talents that I'm not aware of. But in general, students are not going to be able to sit for an hour and a half and watch a live stream. The reason I say that is there's a lot of kids that are home. There's other family members in the home. A lot of students will be using data plans off of their cell phones. And the one thing we know with data plans, they could have unlimited, and that's fine. But if they don't have unlimited, we're eating up their data really, really fast. And if they have 5 classes with instructors that want to do hour and a half long lectures, then their data plan is going to get used up with maybe 1 or 2 lectures. The other thing is with unlimited data plan, if you're not aware, you have a faster bandwidth or a faster connection. But after you've used up so many gigabytes of that plan, they downgrade your connection real quick. I know we're not the only institution going to online instruction, so that means all of the institutions around us, even K-12, are going to an online delivery model. So there's going to be a demand on that infrastructure and a demand on our students' data plans. Just keep that in mind. Sorry. So with that, one of the best practices for online learning, this has been known for years and we continue to practice it, is chunking content for our students. And with chunking, you're not trying to do an hour and a half of lecture. Instead, you chunk the content up. Maybe you're doing a 10-minute lecture, students will do an activity, and then you could come back and do another 10-minute. If you really want to lecture, I would suggest not going longer than 30 minutes. I think that's more reasonable, where students might be able to find uninterrupted time at home for 30 minutes. I just think hour and a half is going to be challenging for a lot of people. So take that into consideration. But our Dean Bernice shared a really good model or way to put online learning into layman terms. Because when she said it, I'm like, that's simple. Like, faculty will get that. That's like just direct to the point. And I had not heard it said this way, so I'm sharing it out with you. But basically, the first step is teacher to student. That's your content delivery. That may be students reading, it may be them watching the video, it may be you live lecturing, it could be a simulation, maybe they're doing a case study type, you know, where they're reading up on the information and learning about the case study. And then step 2 is a student-to-student interaction. And this could be something like a discussion board. It could be a collaborative document where they're collaborating, doing research and pulling in information, interacting with one another. It could be also peer-to-peer review or information, you know, where they're learning from one another. The third step is student to teacher. So this is more around demonstration of knowledge. It could be a project. It could be them putting information into their portfolio. It might be an assessment. So just different ways where students are getting information to the teacher to demonstrate their learning. And then step four, teacher to student. So this is the feedback on the student's learning. And after the feedback, there could be additional instruction, whether it's a follow-up instruction for the whole entire class or follow-up instruction for one-on-one with a student. So take that into consideration. That's one way to chunk. So it would be delivering them information, students participate in an activity, students then share out information to demonstrate their learning with the instructor, and then the instructor provides feedback to the students. So that's just a quick, easy way to kind of assess and not to assess, but to chunk learning and get students in a cycle where it's interactive, and it may help you to also plan your instruction. One of our peers, Tina Morgan, if you don't know Tina works and she's in the tutoring center all the time, the Learning Resource Center. If you don't know her yet, she comes up with some really good ideas. So she does something that's similar to this daily update, but instead it's a weekly message with her students. She calls it, she sends it out on Wednesday, and she calls it Wednesday Read It. The idea with this is our students, like us, is being overwhelmed with information and resources coming in at this point. So what she's doing is sending them a weekly message through Canvas that gives them important information about her class. So that would be due dates of assignments, what's coming up, what they need to allow time for, and then a brief part on what's happening with campus and what's happening in Maricopa. She says she tries to keep it short and sweet. So similar to the daily update, I don't expect you all to do daily updates. That might be a little bit much, but I really like that weekly message, and that's going to keep that constant communication with students. You might want to consider a video or audio. I've gotten to the point where I like audio because I don't have to worry about what my hair looks like, and I can just talk. But anyways, take that into consideration. Okay, for our Arizona faculty, if you've not heard yet, K-12 schools will continue to be closed until April 10th. As far as I know, that was a whole entire statewide thing. So take that into consideration also when we get our students up and going with online, if you don't have them going already, that they will still have children at home April 10th. There is a possibility that could be longer. I know the Gilbert schools in our area, I live in the Gilbert, Arizona area, they are providing food at home. I think that's a national thing where they're trying to provide food for school age students. So it kind of looks like, you know, we're in this for a while. They're doing a great job. It's awesome how everyone's coming together and really helping each other out. Okay, one other thing for Maricopa faculty. The District Human Resource Office has published some new guidelines that will provide us a little bit better flexibility if you need to take leave related to COVID-19. So they have a new advanced sick leave policy. Check that out. If you happen to get sick or have a family member that gets sick, there is an option to basically get an advancement on your sick leave. So read through that policy, see if that's a good fit for you. And then they've also modified the compassionate leave policy. That's where staff members and faculty are able to share some of their sick leave with people that need it. Make sure you read over that policy if you're considering doing that or if you might need to use it. Finally, for today, this will apply to everybody no matter where you're at. If you're new to working remotely or if you just want to, you know, beef up some productivity skills, there is a collection of LinkedIn courses. There's 16 of them and they're online classes that can help you be more productive and help out with that healthy work-life balance over the next few weeks. So look to our guide, the guide that accompanies this podcast, the link is there. You can go and check out those courses, see if there's anything of interest. And, you know, if you just want to beef up some productivity skills, you can check that out. That is everything for today. I know it's a lot. I know there's a lot more coming. South Mountain Community College faculty, I believe there's going to be some more WebEx training, but as of this recording and when I created the guide, I had not received that information. Once I receive that information, I will email it out and be sure to share it out in tomorrow's podcast. Everybody keep hanging in there. Be innovative. I really need to get a way set up so that everyone that's innovating across the nation, we can get sharing. We need like a little, I know we have our CTL hub. Maybe I'll set up a discussion in that where outside people can start sharing. I don't know. I'll figure out something. But I know around the world, everybody's doing awesome things. And yeah, you're just doing really cool stuff. And we need to start sharing that out. But anyways, you guys have a beautiful, wonderful day. It sounds like we're really encouraging everyone to stay in their homes. But, you know, if you get a chance, you can go for a walk where you're not going to be around a lot of people. Definitely try to get that little bit of outside time. But everybody, please stay safe, and we will see you tomorrow morning on the Innovative Teaching Podcast.
Stronger than before.